This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk. Now, having your car break down is often a frustrating and tiring experience, especially you don't know how to get your car moving again. Whether it's a flat tire or your vehicle just running out of gas, it's become a common sight to watch. Malaysian drivers waiting helplessly by the roadside. With us today, we have Carput. Carput is an app that claims to make it easier for drivers to access help and get you back on the road quickly and safely. And to share more on the matter is Eugene Tan and Mark Chu. Is it fair to call you guys co-founders?
Yes, it is.
Yeah? Yep. Okay. Eugene Tan and Mark Chu, the co-founders of Carput. So welcome to the show.
Right. Thanks for having us.
Really, thanks for having us. And I think BFM is amazing. Thank you for this.
Okay. For the benefit of listeners, could you run us through how does Carput work?
Yeah, so it's really simple. If you're broken down by the side of the road or you've got a flat battery at your house and you need someone to come and rescue you, so you just turn on the app. Preferably, you've already got it downloaded, you know, and it's a simple selection screen whereby you just pin your location and you select from a list of services. So it's, you know, currently batteries, jump starts, towing, flat tires, and petrol delivery.
Mm.
And we'll send a service professional to help you.
Okay, so yep. Currently it's that four feature.
Yep.
So that's flat tire, battery flat, or delivering petrol.
Yep. And towing.
Yep. Okay. And would you say this app is user-friendly in general?
Yes, we like to think so. You know, we've just gone through a stage where we've released, you know, our MVP. So it's like the minimum that, you know, what we wanted to get out to the public. And so far, the reaction has been okay. It's been good. So we're quite happy with it.
Okay. And, you know, how did you then conceptualize the user interface? How do you know which one works, which one doesn't work?
We run very much through a feedback loop. So every time we get something, we actually launch it out and then get feedback and then go back into development phase, and then the cycle goes on and on.
Mm.
So when we started, Carput was just a blank white frame, and we wanted to do it for just internally to make ourselves more efficient. And we thought, hey, you know, users might actually like this. So again, we went and piloted, we get some feedback, and people said like, hey, you know, this is great. But you need to tweak it here a little bit, tweak it there a little bit. So that's what we did.
Okay, how long did that process take from a blank white frame to, you know, today?
Wow. 9 months-ish. Yeah. So we just kept on tweaking. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it's always a continuous process when it comes to development. You know, it's always changing. You got to make changes on and on.
Mm. Okay, and what challenges have you faced when it comes to, you know, development of the app?
Finding the right developers, I think it's a very, very big challenge here in Malaysia. So we went out of Malaysia and we got it in Singapore. And
Our developers in Singapore, they're fantastic. You know, they're great people to work with. Some might feel that, you know, it's a bit of a difficult thing, you know, working in the country. But yeah, they're really good and they're really responsive.
Okay. And do you use any sort of like a data mining to drive your business direction?
We are all about data, and we drive every single decision through data. And we have an excellent girl in our team. Her name is Jehui, and she's basically our data scientist and pulls out everything. So for, let's say, coordinates of where the breakdown site is, or how fast did we respond to this customer, or even what's the rating of the customer, rating on our technicians,
mm-hmm.
We mine them all, and then we try to make sense of it and lead the business through that direction.
Okay, so now you have a set of like data, right? So what sort of data you feel it's vital for Carput?
There are a lot of metrics. When you're talking about, you know, the customer's happiness, it's obviously, you know, service time. You know, how fast you can get a response out, you know, how fast you can get a technician out to a customer. Through the app, we get insights into, you know, what the people are doing on the app itself. So there's, you know, plenty of analytics tool. The one that we use the most is Google Analytics. So we can see their behavior on the app, you know, what they're doing, what they're pressing, what they're clicking. So that's quite valuable.
Okay. And then how do you ensure that there's always someone on call, you know, someone there to rescue you while you're, you know, waiting frantically by the roadside, don't know what to do?
We operate from 7 to 11, I should just say that first.
Mm.
And we have a really, really strong operations team headed by Ezra, our head of operations, and also our co-founder. And we always manage to find the time and the people to actually fulfill these jobs, because because of data, because we understand where our technicians are, we understand where our tow trucks are, we understand where the breakdown is, and we can always send someone available. So being more efficient that way creates a queue in the system, and we are able to fulfill the jobs.
Okay, and then in terms of working with vendors, like you say, you have technician, tow trucks and things like that. So do you work with specific individuals or like, you know, companies?
Yeah, so for most of our services, all apart from towing actually, it's all in-house. So we train our own technicians, you know, we employ them directly.
Oh, okay.
So in complete control about, you know, how they react, how they respond to a customer. With regards to tow trucks, you know, obviously we don't buy our own tow trucks yet. We have really good vendors that are with us that we trust, and you know, we've done a lot of jobs with them.
Okay, yeah. So you do have your own team of technicians.
Oh yes, that was a struggle when I started the battery shop, which was a prequel to Kaput, and we used to actually sub it out to people, but we couldn't get that level of service that was required. Even the response time was bad, the customer service was bad, and therefore we just said, hey, look, let's find a great head technician and train our own technicians from then on.
Okay, because you're taking the responsibility to your own platform, right? Because usually a lot of you know, marketplace like this is where they're the middle person. They connect you to someone you need. Someone can offer you the service.
Okay. Yeah, but that's being said, it's being a marketplace. We effectively are not really a marketplace. With the start of the battery shop, we actually train our own technicians, and we brought these same values into Kaput so that customers, which we think are priority, they get the best service for the best buck.
Okay, now you mentioned the battery shop, which is the prequel. So, you know, first of all, how did the whole idea of battery shop come about? And then what led you to think that Kaput is the next big thing?
So when we first started the battery shop, it was just Ezra and I. We were co-founders on that. And we wanted to find a business, and we actually delivered and installed batteries, and that was our business. And we thought, hey, let's create an app that could help our technicians get jobs faster, and they can open up Waze and they can check the phone number instead of WhatsApp. So we created that, and then we thought, hey, I think users would like this as a platform for them to actually get help. We think that they would benefit greatly with a button on their mobile phone. So therefore, we launched a pilot, I would say. And initial feedback from the pilot was like, hey, don't just sell batteries. You have to do other things. So tires and towing and petrol delivery came about. And then we couldn't use the name The Battery Shop anymore. So Kaput was born.
Okay, I guess very common issues, right? Even just this year alone, I have 2 times of flat tire.
Yep.
My car was towed once.
Oh, wow.
Should have called us.
Yeah, well, yeah, I drive a really old car. But then, you know, speaking of just one button in your phone, I realized that I installed the app, right, last week. And then the first thing you see is this pulsating red button that says, rescue me, right? It's kind of scary to just tap. Why have you decided to do that?
Well, we wanted a really strong, you know, call to action, so to speak. You know, we wanted to know that, hey, look, you know, if you're in trouble, you have this app, you always can be rescued. But yeah, we do get some feedback saying that, you know, they're a little bit afraid to explore the app because, you know, it's a pretty strong button. But we'll always ask for a confirmation before we send someone out. So the users always get the price that they're paying, and there's always a confirmation before, you know, we actually send a technician out.
And we'll find out more about their business model after this. In the studio, we have Eugene Tan and Mark Chu. They are the founders of Kaput. So don't go anywhere. This is Tech Talk, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You're still listening to Tech Talk with me, Angeline Tay. And we have Eugene Tan and Mark Chu, founders of Kaput. Basically, it's an app that claims to make it easier for drivers to access help and get you back on the road quickly and safely. I think the best part about this is that Kaput, you train your own technicians, so you will never run out of technician.
Unless the demand is high, which we're hoping for.
And that's good pain.
That's a good problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so in terms of sustainability, right, you know, to walk us through your business model, how does it work?
Our business model is simple. Kaput, in essence, like you said, aims to get people back on the road quickly and safely. So what we really emphasize is our products. So batteries, we sell our products and we sell our services. And we emphasize a lot on this because that's what's generating us revenue. However, we feel that having a mobile app opens up doors that were not readily available when we were running a normal brick and mortar business. So the business model will change eventually when more opportunities arise. And In the future, I think users can expect more features that will enhance their experience of ownership of a car.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
We're actually meddling with a few ideas right now. So something like...
We're running this campaign on Facebook, actually. It's called Captain Carput. So, yeah, we've got really experienced technicians with us. So we're running a campaign on Facebook whereby we allow the public to, you know, ask us anything about their car. So far, the response has been great, and we're thinking of, you know, possibly integrating this feature into the app. So anyone on our app, you know, they can ask us a question and we'll do our best to answer.
Mm-hmm. But then your revenue is generated based on each job is being done.
Correct.
And payment is made through the app?
No, payments are done on site. So upon job completion, we accept cash or credit card,
mm-hmm.
Except for towing, that's only cash. So our technicians, they carry a mobile terminal that will allow them to, you know, accept credit card payments.
Okay, yeah. And then in terms of transparency, how do you know how much you have to pay in case, you know, you are at the stage where you need help immediately? And I think the first thing people look at is, you know, how much I have to pay, right? Because if you know, it's just a random tow truck that comes by and they usually overcharge you.
Yeah.
So we have a formula for towing, just like you said. So users will always be able to see the number, how much they will be paying before they actually confirm the job. So if they don't want to, they can just create no and press no. And if they want to, they can always confirm the job and we go. As for the other services, we have a sort of a flat rate of 50 ringgit for jump starts, flat tires, and also petrol delivery. And for batteries, we match the batteries with the car because there are like 17 different batteries in the market. So there are a lot of different sizes and we match the car to the battery and we'll charge accordingly.
Okay, and then what's the average waiting time then for someone to rescue you?
We shout 60 minutes, but actually our real response time is now down to 41 minutes.
Okay, and you're still keeping track of
yeah,
that
of course,
data
yeah, of
mining,
course.
Right? 42 really them important. To the second.
Yes, we have to.
Yeah, and you're not alone in this space as well, because there are competitors out there. So how do you deal with competition?
As a company, we are both a customer first and a technology company second. We pride ourselves in listening to our customers, gathering feedback on what people want, especially in the time of duress. We believe that the ease of use of our app, the transparency of our services and our safety-first approach set ourselves ahead of the industry where technology and great customer service is basically non-existent.
I just want to add another thing as well, because you know, roadside assistance industry is not particularly new, but the way that we do things is a little bit more different. People are used to a subscription model, right? So people are used to be paying an annual fee for
insurance.
You know, yeah, exactly. That you know, peace of mind, that safety on the roads. So we operate a little bit differently. You know, we're an on-demand model, so you only pay for what you need and when you need it. And I think, you know, it's the value that we hold true to ourselves. You know, we want, you know, this peace of mind to be free.
Okay. So right now, Carput is only providing services within the Klang Valley.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so are you looking to expand, you know, to other cities or outside of Klang Valley?
We regularly get calls past our working hours, so that's 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. or even earlier than 7 a.m. And also, even today, we get jobs coming in from Penang and JB, which we can't fulfill, and we feel that it's sad because we're disappointing people. So we hope that by quarter two or quarter three next year, we are able to expand regionally and also 24/7.
Okay. And how big is your team at the moment?
We are 13 strong, including our technicians.
Okay, and do you have a goal, you know, by next year, how many technicians you'll have to train to meet with the demands?
Yeah, we probably have to send some of our technicians from Klang Valley to Penang and JB and all the other hot cities, and then build from there. So we're hoping for another 9-10 people moving forward.
Okay, now besides the battery shop, are there any plans, you know, to partner with other vendors to provide better services, even, you know, a variety of services on your platform?
Yeah, so partnerships are particularly really interesting. Like quite recently, we've did a small partnership with FlexiRoam. You know, so for those of you that are unaware, if you're a FlexiRoam customer, you get $20 off your next car battery change, and if you're a carput or the battery shop user, you get, I think, 500 max free roaming data. So it's something really interesting, especially in this tech space. You know, I think there's a lot of potential that can be unlocked through partnerships.
Right.
And it's something that we're constantly exploring.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I couldn't see how come you've actually decided to partner with FlexiRoam.
Look, they are a forward-thinking company, and honestly, I'm not sure if you use it, but the product is great, you know, and we want to be associated with, you know, great products that are in the market today. But, you know, also there are a lot of opportunities within, I would say, the car industry. So, for example, you know, there are opportunities for partnerships with car rental companies, which we are doing a lot of work for, insurance companies, car washes, and the like, or car media or blogs.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay, but at this point of time, what keeps you up at night?
Staff costs, number of jobs in a day. Our marketing is our big challenge, actually, because roadside assistance is particularly not something people look forward to, and it's not a sexy thing like all the other startups today, marketplaces for, you know, anything right now, right? So marketing is actually one of our biggest challenges, and that's what's keeping me up at night.
Mm. Okay, and what can we expect for the next year?
We hope to be regional. We hope to be 24/7. And if you guys are not driving a car and you use Grab, then Carput is the app for car drivers.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and I've been speaking to Eugene Tan and Mark Chu. They are the founders of Carput. And you've been listening to Tech Talk. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.